In San Francisco early yesterday, a historic building went up in flames on Fisherman's Wharf. The city's tourist industry had big plans for the century-old Hazlitt Warehouse, which is adjacent to the Cannery Shopping Center. From member station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
The flames on the waterfront lit up the night sky as fireboats pumped water out of the San Francisco Bay. The heat melted the awnings on the stores and restaurants in the Cannery Shopping Center across the courtyard, and later the fire hoses flooded the boutiques on the ground floor. Beth Seekley was vacuuming up the water in her shop called Lark of the Morning. She got a scary phone call early yesterday and rushed over to rescue her shop's inventory, musical instruments from around the world.
2 a.m, we live in Mendocino. This is Cannery security. Oh boy, I was thinking someone's broken into our store and there's a fire. Oh no, what now? It went on.
The water isn't the only threat to her delicate banjos and bongo drums. Zeekley says she's worried that this fire is yet another hit at the heart of the San Francisco tourist industry. The warehouse that burnt down was undergoing a major remodeling project on its way to becoming a luxury hotel.
The local community was counting on the hotel opening, and we don't know what their plans are long term. All the businesses in the Fisherman's Wharf and San Francisco area that rely on tourism, just more to do with the general economic climate than this event in particular.
The beautiful old brick warehouse, built in 1907, was once part of the largest cannery in the world. Now it's the property of the National Park Service, which leased it to the Kimpton Hotel chain. The rent money, totaling $1 million a year, was supposed to go to restoring the antique boats at the nearby pier and the Maritime Museum across the street. The complex deal means that at least 5 city and federal agencies and several private companies have a say in what happens next.
It looks like they might be able to throw a ladder up there and maybe put a hand line up there too. If you want to lift
Paul Jones, a 30-year veteran of the San Francisco Fire Department, says maybe the brick facade can be saved, but it's up to the structural engineers, and the walls are too unstable to get a close look until later today.
We do it in a safe manner, what we call a cherry picker, a basket crane. We'll put these fellows up in a basket, maybe up to 4 of them. We'll get them in rigging. We'll put them down in there, and they'll walk around with rigging on. So if anything does happen, they're attached, and we can pull them out of there if we have to.
Yesterday morning, as the firemen rolled up their hoses, 2 electricians who'd been wiring the new hotel came by to survey the damage. Don didn't want to give his last name, but he explained that the historic warehouse was built with huge trees from the ancient Douglas fir forests a few hours to the north, and that's why the fire smoldered so long and so hot.
There's some timbers in there that are 20 by 16 inches, 16, 20 foot, 30 feet long. They're literally trees.
Fire officials say that since the warehouse is federal property, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will help investigate the blaze. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in San Francisco.